Justin, quickly approaching is the Triad's only major league sports event, the Wyndham Championship Tournament. Let's talk a little bit about that tournament, what it means to the area.
You know, this is a PGA Tour stop. It's been coming to Greensboro, coming to the Triad since 1938. You know, this is the 73rd year. Last year, they had one of their best tournaments ever. They had a surprising new young champion, Webb Simpson, with lots of local ties. They drew record crowds, 80,000 people to Sedgefield Country Club over a four-day period. And so this is the new installment. Long history here, lots of enthusiasm around it when they have a good field, which they've had over the last couple of years. And yeah, it's coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay, this is more than just a golf tournament. It's actually a regional business event, if you will. So let's talk about that a little bit. What sort of an impact does this have?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, over the last several years, this truly Greensboro event, you know, for years it used to be called the Greater Greensboro Open, has evolved into something much more regional. Now, it remains in Greensboro. You know, it moved from Forest Oaks a few years ago back to Sedgefield where it started. But Greensboro's nowhere in the title anymore, and that's a big deal. It's the Wyndham Championship. And in it, they are using all the attention that this gets and a lot of money that it raises to promote regional cooperation, to promote regional business, if you will.
Justin, give me some examples on how this plays out in terms of business in this area.
Well, they use it as a huge networking event, Steve. It's really interesting. But if you are a CEO in this area, you have been invited to one or a dozen events that the Wyndham is going to be hosting during the week. What they try to do is bring these business leaders, these business executives, really from Alamance County to Davie County, in for a couple of days to hang out. And it's not an accident that Kelly King, who is the CEO of BB&T, which is based in Winston-Salem, is the co-chair of this event. Again, this is to send a real regional message that this is not just about Greensboro, it's about the whole Triad.
You know, success in a golf tournament, I know, really depends on the field. Who's playing in the tournament? What's the field look like this year?
Well, it's still shaping up, but it looks pretty good. You know, they had a great field last year, primarily because this tournament comes at the end of the season, so there are lots of players sort of jockeying for position to go into the FedEx Cup Championship. So Webb Simpson, who's the defending champion, he's already coming back. Bill Haas, who was the FedEx Cup champ last year, he's committed. And a bunch of guys whose visibility and name recognition is rising are also coming. Guys like Lucas Glover and Brant Snedeker, who almost won the British Open last week. Justin Leonard, John Daly's a big favorite, David Toms. They're going to have a pretty good field again this year.
So this brings in the crowds, but also there are changes at Sedgefield this year. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, a year and a half ago, Sedgefield Country Club was bought by this big golf company out of Raleigh called McConnell Golf. And McConnell Golf has dumped over $5 million in improvements into that country club. Some have been real simple, like tearing down the trees in front of the clubhouse so you can see this gorgeous Tudor-style building. Some have been more tangible, like tearing up all the greens in the entire course, getting rid of what was called the bent grass greens, and replacing it with this new stuff called Championship Bermuda Grass.
What difference does it make?
Well, you know, I spent a couple hours on the course last week with Mark Brazel, who's the tournament director, and we actually looked at these greens as they're coming in. They were just replanted last May. And what he explains is that bent grass gets really fine and soft in the high heat of summer, which makes the greens play very slow. It's actually easier to play this way. You know, you drop, you know, a chip in on there or something from the fairway, and it just sort of splatters. It doesn't really roll. He's saying that with this Bermuda grass, the greens are going to be harder and faster. They're going to play a lot truer to what the course architect, the famous course architect, Donald Ross, actually intended for Sedgefield. It's going to be much more difficult this year because these greens are going to be harder and faster.
We have a local favorite. He's a defending champion, Webb Simpson. He's coming back for this. Where's the significance there?
You know, you really can't overstate it. This is one of the great rising names in PGA golf, Webb Simpson. You know, back in June, he won the U.S. Open, beating Tiger Woods and all the other big names in golf. This is a guy on a roll. He's really dedicated to this area. He has a huge following. He's got tons of relatives. He's a graduate of Wake Forest University. If you're Mark Brazel or anyone associated with the Wyndham and you've got a champion like that with local ties, it's good for lots and lots of ticket sales.
And he's been a phenomenon since he was, what, 13?
Yeah, he's been a great golfer for a long time.
Okay, this year's Wyndham Tournament, going from August 13th through the 19th. Justin, thanks for filling us in on this.
Thank you, Steve.